last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Welcome, dear listeners, to The Last Savior, a program dedicated to exploring the vital and timeless subject of Imam Zaman. May Allah hasten his reappearance. So stay with us as we journey through knowledge, reflection, and spiritual awakening right here on IRIB English Radio. And in the studio, Dr. Ali Alavi is here to help us with to understand more characteristics. First of all, let's welcome him. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you so much. So, you know, when having talked about the garment of Imam, as we know that it's going to be an ideal garment, the characteristics that we have gone through, it's going to be universal, there's going to be huge public acceptance, the education, the science, the tech, everything is going to flourish, economy is going to flourish, and we are eagerly waiting for that garment. But the one curiosity that is always there is that when Imam arrives, what is going to be his first action?
Yeah. Well, let me answer this question of yours, that what would be the first action of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam right after his advent, by a hadith and narration by Imam Baqir alayhi salam, who answered this question. Imam alayhi salam says that when he reappears, when his advent happens, he leans on the wall of Kaaba and he says, Baqiyatullah khayrun lakum in kuntum mu'minin. He recites this verse of Quran.
All right.
Baqiyatullah khayrun lakum in kuntum. If you are believers, Baqiyatullah is good for you. Then he introduces himself and he says that I am Baqiyatullah. And he says that I am Baqiyatullah. I am Khalifatullah. I am the Caliph of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am Hujjatullah. I am the proof of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among you. That's why that whoever actually reaches him from then and onward, he calls him As-salamu alayki ya Baqiyatullah. This is the reason that he is known as Baqiyatullah. Again, in another hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam also answered this question, that what is the first action of Imam alayhi salam. He said that he leans on the wall of Kaaba and he actually addresses the whole people of the world.
Yeah.
And he says that whoever wants to see Adam and Shaykh, the Prophet, Prophet mm-hmm. Adam and Prophet Shaykh,
yeah,
it's me now. I mean, I'm Shaykh, I'm Adam. Whoever wants and wishes to see Nuh and Sam, I am Nuh, I am Sam.
All right.
And he names actually the prophets. I mean, from earlier prophets till he comes to the Khatam al Nabiyyin, mm-hmm. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Yeah.
Again, he continues and says, whoever wants to see and wishes to see Ibrahim and Ismail, I am Ibrahim and I am Ismail.
Right.
And whoever wishes to see and visit Musa and Yusha, I am Musa and I am Yusha. And whoever wants to see Isa and Shamun, I am Isa, I am Shamun.
Beautiful.
And whoever wants and wishes to visit Muhammad and Ali, alayhim as-salam, I am Muhammad and I am Ali.
Yeah.
And whoever wants to visit and see Hussein and Hassan, I am Hussein and I am Hassan. And whoever wants to see the children of Hussein, the infallible imams from the children of Hussein, I am the manifestation of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen to me. Imam says, now listen to me so that I let you know from whatever you don't know and mm-hmm. give and inform you of whatever you don't know. And Imam al-Salam continues introducing himself, but it's interesting that what Imam al-Salam does is that he introduces himself through Adam al-Salam, slowly, names prophets,
names the prophets,
and he reaches
and then imams.
To the prophets and the last of the prophets, to the imams, and he reaches to his own. And he wants to say from which descendant that he's belonging to.
Indeed,
what
giving not a brief intro, but a very expanded introduction.
Very true. When we say that he's the extract and manifestation of all the goals and objectives of all the ideals of other religions, all religions.
Yeah.
So he names all the religions. I mean, the leaders of all religions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he says Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, the leaders of all religions, Noah. Yeah. So he says, I am the gist of that. I am the extract of all the religions. We want to say that he's the focal point of all these beauties of religions that has been manifested in his personality and his existence.
Indeed.
He wants to say that he is the gist and the extract of all the beauties that all the early prophets were after.
Indeed.
And all the goals and ideals and all the objectives that early prophets have been struggling for, but has been manifested in his own existence. And he is the gist of the wishes and the best of the du'as of all the earlier prophets that has been manifested in his own sacred existence. As for later on, that I mean, what happens that Imam alayhi salam moves to Medina, then from Medina again comes towards Iraq, and then he will get established in Kufa as the center of his governance. And there are some stories that we have discussed it, I think, in our previous sessions. We want to say that how is going to be the approach of Imam Ali Islam with the Quran that we have at hand? Because in Hadith we have that with the advent of Imam, it's as if that Imam Ali Islam brings about a new religion, a new Quran. So this is a question that we want to actually discuss it a bit.
Yeah. It is said that, like, I also want to ask you, like, that how does he deal with the Muslims? Because it is usually said that he's going to bring some altogether some other religion, and then what will happen to the Muslims that are already existing?
Yeah. So let me correct this concept in the minds of some that they might be expecting another version of Quran to come.
Yes.
I want to say that based on the divine teachings and even Quran itself, there is no other version of Quran at all. So we want to say, إِنَّا نَحْنَ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرُ إِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّا نَحْنَ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرُ. We have verily revealed this book, this Quran.
Yeah.
And we are its real protectors.
So we don't have any other version of Quran?
Definitely there is no version of Quran. This is the same Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring
revealed.
It about, will actually present it at the hand of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. The same Quran.
Same Quran but, that we have.
But the teachings of Quran are needed to be actually,
to be expanded, more interpretations.
But we need to have another, let's say, kind of look to the recitation and, let's say, understanding of Quran.
Understanding
of Quran. Yes. The Quran that is actually this Quran that is among Muslims, us as Muslims.
And Allah is not, stopping us. Like, you know, when we have, if someone wrote a tafsir, someone wrote the interpretation of Quran, it's not the end of the world. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over and over telling in Quran, afala yatafakkarun, why you're not, reflecting or using the intellect. So yeah, like that way we need more understanding and like we need more research.
Very true.
Yeah.
So I want to say that since the acceptability of people on the concept of knowledge that we explained earlier will be more, I mean, people are more open to understanding
of Quranic
text. They are more
text,
actually eager to understand and learn, and they have a sort of, let's say, extraordinary readiness for understanding what Quran is.
Right.
So I want to say this, the Quran is exactly whatever we have it today.
Yeah.
There is no change in it because Quran is Al-Quran. This is the miracle of the Holy Prophet, that there is no other version of it at all.
Yeah.
But I want to say that the kind of understanding of Quran that Imam Ali Islam brings for us is interesting, because the Quran that makes us silent while we see the people, the Muslims from our own community, are being genocided, are being massacred, and we are still, this Quran has no functionality. So the Quran is the same. But what kind of effect this Quran has on the people?
I can feel your eyes like the sun shining behind the clouds. I need a morning to shatter this long night forever. I need a hero to stop this thousand year old I feel your love.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab, and Dr. Ali Alavi is with me discussing the topic of Imam Zaman May Allah, haste in his reappearance. Well, Dr. Alavi, we said that there are confusions that maybe one Imam Mahdi is going to come and he's going to come up with some other Quran. You said, no, that's a wrong misconception. There's nothing like that. Quran is the biggest miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he gave to his beloved Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family. And he's going to bring the same version of Quran, but maybe there is a better and a deep version of understanding Quran.
Yeah. We want to say that the Quran is the same, but the innovations that some of us as Muslims have made in Quran have actually... the innovations or the bid'ah that actually we put inside the understandings of the Quran that brings this Quran to be in isolation. And yeah. We just get the surface understanding of this Quran. This Quran is not going to be functional for us anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, if this Quran actually is going to rule, because we believe that the Quran is the miracle of the whole Prophet and the key for everything is inside this Quran.
Yeah.
But how can we use this Quran for the betterment of the affairs of the Muslims? So we believe that the healing of everything, the key for the cure of everything would exist in the Quran based on the hadith that we have, right? So how come that this Quran does not have this functionality today for the Islamic Ummah? Wherever you see that Muslims are being scolded, are being actually oppressed.
Yeah.
So it means that, I mean, this functionality of Quran has not been yet understood. I mean, this understanding of
Quran. What is the cure then?
Yeah, what is the cure then? So he comes with this actually interpretation of the Quran, because he is the real interpreter of the Quran. Because he comes from the Holy Prophet and other Imams, and he understands whatever the revelation. He understands the revelation. He knows.
Yeah.
I mean, the meaning of Quran, the interpretation of Quran, and he will stand in front of those who actually, through their wrong misinterpretation of Quran, actually made the Islamic Ummah to go on the right,
on the wrong path.
So I want to say that the Quran that actually brings freedom for human being, brings beauty, brings actually nur, spirituality for human being. This Quran will be actually the center of...
guidance.
Sorry?
Guidance, cure.
This Quran will be the axis of his government.
Okay, the main axis of the government.
The main axis
of
his
Quran.
Yes.
MashaAllah. We're waiting for the government.
Inshallah.
Yeah.
Based on some news... are not really true. They said that Imam is going to even stand in front of Muslims and bring another sunnah, bring another religion. I said that no, Quran is the same Quran. The religion is a religion of Islam. But the new...
He's going to revive the pure Muhammadian Islam.
Pure Muhammadian Islam is going to be revived. This is, I mean, the message. We want to say that if Imam Ali Islam is going to stand in front of Muslims, so who are going to be with Imam? That's, though Imam is not does not necessarily and exclusively belong to Muslims.
Right.
He belongs to all the religions and denominations.
He doesn't belong to just one religion. He belongs to all humanity.
Yeah, I want to say that, but expectations for Muslims at least are more because at least they call him Mahdi. All the Muslims are waiting for
him. Yeah, we call him Mahdi and we call ourselves to be
Savior.
Soldiers as well.
Yeah. What is being expected is that at least Muslims are going to be among the companions of Imam and to the ones who are going to
and
assist
so
Imam Ali.
You're trying to say that as I claim to be his companion or as I make dua or urge to be his companion, I should pave the way for his arrival.
If I want to say that, how would be the treatment of Imam Ali Islam with the Muslims? It would be, I mean, there are two groups of Muslims.
Yeah.
First, the group that they actually insist on their wrong beliefs.
Yeah.
Definitely, they will stand in front of Imam.
Right.
Anyone will remove them.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones who have the hands in the hand of the
Imam.
Enemies of the Muslim, enemies of humanity.
For example,
the leaders of oppression in the world,
even if among
Muslims. So they will be standing in front of Imam Ali Salam. So Imam Ali Salam will jeopardize the lives of these two groups of Muslims in case there are any that who stand with the oppressors.
With the oppressors, yeah. Because like that way you have not been a proper Muslim. Like being a Muslim is to submit in front of Allah, and as an oppressor, you're never someone who has submitted or surrendered.
Definitely. And those who do not accept and they do not want to accept the clear beliefs, the clear reasonings of Imam Ali Salam for his revolution, they will be standing in front of Imam.
Yeah, thank you so much, Dr. Alavi, for those valuable insights. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
Where is the rising sun? Where is